Lawmakers are considering changes to Vermont's domestic terrorism laws as a way to prevent future mass shootings or violence. And VPR's Bob Kinzel reports that there are some concerns about this new legal approach. That's a direct response to an alleged plot to kill high school students in Rutland County.
The Senate Judiciary Committee is looking at this issue because of a Vermont Supreme Court ruling issued last week. The court ruled that former Fairhaven Union High School student Jack Sawyer could not be held without bail because his actions did not constitute an attempt to commit a crime. Sawyer was arrested after police found a detailed plot to kill students at the high school in his diary. Judiciary Chairman Dick Sear says his committee is focused on a clear goal.
What is the best way to try to make sure that in the future anybody that exhibits this form of behavior is going to be held accountable?
Sear says a discussion over what constitutes an attempt to commit a crime would be a long and complicated legal debate, and one that he hesitates to initiate in the final weeks of the session. That's why he wants to review the state's domestic terrorism laws to see if they could be amended to deal with these kinds of cases.
So you have to be extremely careful when you're writing criminal law and taking away people's liberties. So it'll be focused on those who actually put fear into the hearts of Vermonters through their actions and not just writing something in a journal.
The Vermont ACLU's Chloe White wants to make certain that the committee doesn't back a plan that includes a broad definition of what it means to attempt to commit a crime.
We'd at least like to see something that ensures that it's not just mere preparation, that it's not just caught up in this.
And White questions why the penalty for attempting to commit a crime is the same as actually committing it. Her example is a person who was caught plotting to kill their spouse.
Should that person get the same sentence as someone who actually murdered their husband? And this proposal doesn't propose to change that. And that's very concerning.
The Senate Judiciary Committee hopes to have a final draft of its bill ready by the end of the week. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.